Let us pray. Dear Lord, as we have come to nearly the end of this year, we are prone to look back and to see all that you've done to bring us to this present moment. And the older we get, God, the more we understand how much it takes for you to deliver us from one place to another. That you have protected us from danger seen as well as unseen. And God, if we were completely honest, we, many of us, have not assisted you or participated with you in bringing us. We've been rebellious. We've been selfish. We've been going our own way, doing our own thing. And so we can lay no claim to the fact that we are here. It's been all you. And because of it, we owe you thanks. Not a cheap thank you, but a meaningful, thankful mindset and abiding thanks. And that's what we give to you, oh God, today. Thank you for this person I'm privileged to pray with and for. And I ask, oh God, that as this prayer is entering into their experience, that they would be encouraged to know that as long as you're God, they don't have a thing to worry about. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that your peace would be theirs, that your comfort would be theirs, and the assurance of having both would be theirs. I pray for those, O God, who are dealing with extreme difficulties. And I pray, Father, now that your loving hand would rest on them. And I pray, Father, that they would be inspired by your touch. And that they would be comforted to know that you are right there. Though you are not exempting them or any of us from all of life's problems, you as God reserve the right to allow the things to remain that will train us and teach us and show us, O God, who we are and who you are and who others are. We just want you to get all the glory. We want you to have your way. We pray, God, for those who are in lands that have been ravaged and literally torn apart by war. We pray for them now. And we pray, oh God, for the less fortunate. We pray for those who are in situations that they've never had to navigate before. We rebuke all demonic activity from around this individual today. We rebuke all sicknesses and diseases, inclusive of cancer and so many other things that befall the human condition and experience. And we pray, oh God, that divine healing would rest on this person and those connected to them for your glory, for your purposes, for your honor. Bless, oh God, and touch now. Give this person a good day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for giving us time to speak encouragement to you, giving us an opportunity to recalibrate you, as life can certainly disorient you and me. But be comforted to know that the Comforter is living on the inside of you if you're saved, and the Lord will see you through, as trouble does not last always. I hope that Today would be the day that you give your life to Christ if you have been teetering and tottering with the decision that Jesus Christ will make the difference. You can't fill the void with materialism, material possessions. You can't fill it with fame and fortune, and those things will never fill you. But Jesus, my friend, will make the difference. And if you accept Christ, you get heaven too. That's good news, because right now, according to the book of John, chapter 3, following verses after verse 16, it tells you that if you are not saved or born again, you're condemned already, which means hell will be your home. Should you not accept, or should you not make the choice to go to heaven, you automatically go to hell. So you have decisions to make, and I hope that you'll make Jesus your choice. All you have to do is acknowledge your need for him and know that he is the Son of God, and that he died and rose again after 3 days. And if you confess it because you believe it, then the Bible says you shall be saved. Please accept Christ today. And then I ask you not to keep this to yourself, but to send it to someone whom you think would benefit from it. Don't just keep it to yourself. Think beyond you to the needs of others and be a blessing to them by sending it to them. This is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Until next time, take care. I love you. Bye-bye.